Hey yo, I'm Rory. Welcome to Plug Talk, episode 6, your daily dose of positivity. Today's topic is about the story of the elephant. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What is the story about? Well, it's about an elephant that you have to eat. And where do you begin? I know, that pause is just to make you think for a little bit. But anyway, it's something that's overwhelming, with that task of just eating an elephant. And the symbolism behind that is some of our goals and tasks are equivalent to sort of eating an elephant, and we sort of need to gauge what do we do, where do we begin, what's our next step, right? And take it step by step from there, and eventually you will have eaten the elephant and you will have completed the task. So this whole ideology is something that I learned from one of my mentors, Heather. And the way she executed processes was very, very, very intriguing. When we came with a lot of problems and issues, she always reminded us that, look, the best way to solve this huge task is to break it down and just handle it piece by piece, and eventually you'll see progress. And with time and time and time again, the more we worked on something, the better we got at it, or the closer we got to a solution. And I think that's a very tried and tested method that we should all employ in our lives, that continuously breaking down our goals and our ideas into steps, and just executing that action will get us closer to whatever it is that we need to get to. Coming up as an insert just to sort of get you in that spirit and get you back in the mode, man. Like, we have tough weeks, we go through a lot of downtime, we experience a lot of shortbacks and shortfalls, man, and there's always something that's popping in our lives. Trust me, we all good, man. You can handle it.
Dream. That's a powerful word. You'll get knocked down many times chasing your dreams. You will feel like you don't have the energy to get back up. You don't have the strength to get back up. You will feel like giving up is the only option. When you're hit, when you've been knocked down by life, that's when it's time to hit back. That's when it's time to hit back. Many people get hit by life, but they never hit back.
Are you going to stay down, or are you going to decide to get back up? It takes courage. It takes confidence. It takes a strong mindset to get back up when nobody believes in you.
There's a lion inside all of us, but some people decide to never let that lion out. Many people keep that lion locked in his cage. Are you hungry for that dream? Are you willing to fight for that dream?
Let the lion out. Get hungry for your dream. Go hunt your dream. Talking about that dream won't take you far. Working will.
Doubters will tell you to be realistic. Haters will tell you to quit.
You are the only one who can go and get it. It's your dream. No one will chase it for you. No one will hunt for you. No one will support your dream but you.
There's a quote that goes, "Everyone wants to eat, but a few are willing to hunt. Everyone wants to succeed, but few are willing to put in the work required."
Stop limiting yourself. You can make your dream into a reality, but it will only take one person to believe that it's possible. It will only take one person to put in the work. That person is you.
There's plenty.
Okay, this is Plug Talk, episode 6. I've got my girl Tembi here. Just continuing on the elephant in the room, right? And how we sort of dissect it down and execute the goals. Tembi is just going to briefly speak about her life experiences and how you can group down your goals and execute the overall task. Hi Tembi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. Tembi's shy today. She's never like this. Tembi, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Who's Tembi and what is she about?
Oh, well, Tembi is a girl from the Eastern Cape. She grew up in Johannesburg, studied in Johannesburg. And yeah, she's with two kids, down to earth, love life. What else would you like to know?
I want to know about the most important stuff, the whole idea behind the podcast. I've been struggling a lot, man, with like breaking down what I want to do and executing my own goals, man, because I have like these huge dreams. What would you tell me, like, when I come to you with this huge idea?
I think it all boils down to if you've worked maybe for several companies, if you've maybe had your own business, for instance, like me. I've run a recruitment agency, and that's where I've tasted the money. And hopefully one day I can go back there. I can run my own thing.
That's a perfect starting point. So you see yourself as like a big business lady?
Well, not extremely big, but I see myself as a business lady, yeah, one day.
No, that's...
I've done it before. Yeah. And if you've tasted, like what I've said, if you tasted the money and you miss it, you know, it's not like, you know, waking up and working for somebody else.
So what do you think it's going to take for you to get back to that level?
Capital, partnership, and a bit of more knowledge to that.
So you want the capital, the partnership, and the knowledge, right? Yes. That's what's going to take you, what it's going to take to get you back, right? And when you were inside the business, right, what made you like successful? Was it because you guys could handle the small tasks really well, or what was it?
I think it's the consistency from our clients. And another thing was because we're the first recruitment agency to start in Soweto, to start in Orlando. So a lot of people, that was eye-catching for them. So a lot of people gave us the opportunity, you know, to work on their job specs, and that's how it all started.
Wow, that's dope, Tembi. So would you agree with me that that was a very, very big achievement in your life?
It was. Tembi, I was too young. I didn't know what to do with the money.
But look, man, that's, I love your honesty. And one thing I want to just tell you is that you can still do it. You are capable of doing it, and you know that you can do it. So maybe just break down whatever it is that you're supposed to do into smaller tasks and just do it, man, because the dream is big. Mm-hmm. But to get that big dream, we have to start somewhere.
Definitely have to start somewhere. Spirit, Baba.
So Tembi, where are you going to start, because we're going to have a follow-up interview?
Maybe I'll talk to one or two people and see if we can start it. It needs, it's got a lot of admin, it needs a lot of money, it needs office space. Yeah, we'll speak to one or two people.
I'm glad that you have the vision, man. And this part of our series of keeping up with amazing people, I will just keep in touch with Tembi, and she'll give me an update with regards to how far she's got. And I'll probably play a clip of this interview and see how far she can, we'll see if she can relate to this. But thank you so much for staying with us and listening to Plug Talk. It's your boy Rari out.
Sure. Oh, okay. Nice. How did I do?